Mac, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively at Costas. The shirt says so. They usually put me against the wall here, but it's holiday time, and it's kind of special. It's my 31st anniversary. I am truly amongst friends. This is going to be a great, great segment. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I'm giving away holiday cash drops. If these guys win, it's not because they're my friends, because there's no fixing. I've got tickets here. John, did you win? Or $10,000? How much did you win?
I didn't get done.
Oh, you didn't get it all. You got to get your coin out. John Allen is here from the Stone Horses, from Child's Play, SR71. What band am I leaving out? I know I'm leaving one out. Charm City Devils, I'm leaving one out. And we're going to have Gina Shock from the Go-Go's here in about an hour. This hour, we just did Hammerjacks for an hour. This is an hour of friendship and a 40-year friendship that I've had with my high school art teacher, Joyce, then Phelps, now Bucci, always Bucci, and been married to George since beyond words, since you were teaching me Ponchoism and Degas and Monet and all of those things that you taught me in high school to culturally enrich me so that I could go on and do great things in life. But you also were a student of Joyce's, were you not?
I was. It was maybe art and business, probably, right?
Art and business?
Yeah.
What was that course? How did I miss that in Dundalk High? What was I in? What typewriting class was I in that day?
It was like commercial art kind of thing, right? Okay, we learned how to...
Commercial art.
Yeah, John came to me one day and he said, hey, I have a band. I was like, you have a band, okay? And I want to do something special. I want to make this logo. And I was like, okay. He said, but I want to do it backwards in like crayons with children's play because it's called Child's Play. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, good. Okay.
So you were behind the logo.
Oh, my God. He made it in class.
Yeah.
He made it in class. And thank God.
I knew this was going to be a good segment. Now I'm 1 minute. Get me a beard, Pete. Come on now. Now it's getting good. Now we're getting good.
So fortunately,
there goes my yoga class tonight.
Fortunately, I was a printmaker, and I said, you want to do a resist method. So he's like learned how to do the resist method.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, silk screen, and there's your logo.
Yep.
John did it.
Very
he was
cool.
Yeah, great in class.
Well, you were a great art teacher. I'm here to smooch on you and everyone else for all the love. So this thing came together really naturally, right?
Mm-hmm.
Joyce and I have been friends on Facebook, and I love Joyce as a teacher, and I love her as a human, and we've known each other forever. And before I'm Nasty Nestor or any of that, you remember me as the music critic at running around the hallways at Dundalk High. You remember John as rock star in his tuxedo in senior year and all that. And I remember George from my youth, then that you had a band. You were spokespersoning, managing, marketing, hanging up the placards for a band called Beyond Words, right?
Right.
So
correct.
Pick this story up as to who this guy is, because I want to piece all this together. That if people are in a car, or if you're following along, or you just like me and want to hear these old stories, that this is literally going to be narrative from this moment forward about Gina Shock, because she's involved in all of this. But the six of us, spouses, John's wife, Erin, my wife, Jen, we were all out eating Indian food before the plague in 2018-19, just as friends. I didn't know that. I knew you knew each other, but I didn't know you were a student.
Oh, you didn't know?
No, I mean, and we were all connected.
Right.
So we all wind up having dinner, and Gina Shock's name came up at this. So that's the genesis of how we got to Dundalk. But when I met you, you had a band called Beyond Words.
That's right. That's right. Actually, George and I probably co-managed, because he was really good with the...
He said, manage the band or be the girlfriend. Don't do both. Here we are 40 years later, so screw that.
Yeah, so he had the band first, and he's got great stories about that, which I'm sure he'll share with you later. But, you know, what we did, we divvied up things. When we had agents that were men, I took them. When we had agents that were women, George took them. So we figured out how to work the new music seminars in New York and all that stuff.
You were doing all of that when I was a music critic. I remember you CBGB's trying to get showcases, right?
I was just going to, sorry to interrupt. I was just going to say the genesis of that was that Charles, the bass player in Scratch and Sniff, and Joyce always kept in touch. So when Gina joined the band, Charles from Dundalk High School.
High School, one of my students as well.
Known him since the first grade. And he said to Joyce, we have a band. And Joyce came to see the band. And so Joyce, let's see.
Was that the Scratch and Sniff?
Scratch and Sniff. Right.
Scratch and Sniff was your band with Gina Shock
that
in the 70s, right?
Right. But Joyce was in graduate school and said to a photographer there, hey, if this band will play your show, your graduate show, will you do pictures of them? And those are the pictures that are in Gina's book.
Oh, wow.
So that's the genesis of how all that happened.
And you played guitar in that band, right?
That is correct.
Gina was playing drums, right?
Yeah.
And then eventually with Beyond Words, you wound up playing, getting behind
the
kid.
I did, yeah.
For some reason, Gina left town.
Well, I'm gonna have you tell that story with Gina later on, because that's kind of the reason we're bringing everybody together. But you came into my life, I guess, in 82, 83, 84. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I started writing at the paper in 84, 85, 86, and then The Evening Sun.
Right.
Beyond Words was like Child's Play, different genre. Mm-hmm. I would always say, I always wore my car's belt for you today, because I would sort of put you into, you were a new wave pop rock band in that genre of somewhere between Blondie. You had a female singer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Lisa is here. We're going to welcome her up. If you're familiar with Milkshake, and every kid, and I think here, grew up with Milkshake's music, including probably John's kids, right? So there's been 35 years of this, but Beyond Words was your dream to make it big, right? Literally.
Yeah, we were a lot like the Motels. Yeah. You know, had a sax player and keyboard player, guitar, drums, bass, and Lisa. Mm-hmm. So do the harmonies, write the songs. And we were never really a cover band. We did a few here and there, but in general, that was the deal. Try to get a deal, write your material. That sounds familiar to you, right, John?
Yeah,
right.
And the rooms that you played in Baltimore were like Gerard's and different. What a great room that was. 8x10.
Yeah, Marble Bar's gone at this point.
The Marble Bar.
Well, there was a second Marble Bar.
Upstairs.
Too.
Yeah. Okay. The Galaxy Ballroom.
The Ballroom, yeah.
Galaxy Ballroom.
Oh. That I saw you there that night, and I was like 16 there to review it, and Joyce had to like get me in, you know. I mean, Hammerjacks had a special deal with Louie and Bud, you know, I could go.
Right.
But that was a bar where I'm like, hey, I'm 18. I can't, you know, get in there. But I remember being at your showcase that night. There was the only night I ever went to the Marble Bar in my life.
Once was enough, right?
Well, I think it was kind of just gone after that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it had the legend of the Talking Heads and Blondie and U2 and like all those
played.
Bands.
Everybody played there.
Baby and where was that located?
That was
Congress Inn.
Franklin Street.
Franklin and Mulberry, right? Franklin and Howard.
It's condos now, but it had been the Congress Hotel when it started. And a lot of the vaudeville stars used to stay in the hotel, and there was actually, apparently, from the Marble Bar, what became the Marble Bar, there was a tunnel that went to the Mayfair theater that was on Howard, and that way they could go back and forth without going out on the street.
Fred Astaire danced on that bar.
Yeah.
On the marble bar.
It was
white marble. It had a marble
bar. This is why I bring you guys. I just want to stay the hell out of the way, because he's got like more ish in his head, in this head, in his rock star head of history.
Full
and
of useless knowledge.
Yes,
right here.
Totally. And that's why I wanted to have you around. I mean, you're a life documentarian in some ways, right?
Yeah. That's a great place. They had a swimming pool on the way in there.
So you saw that.
Oh,
now.
Yeah.
Well, underneath.
So Steve Kitches told me this story years ago. Uh-huh. Pulling it back to the Hammerjacks discussion we were having earlier, Steve Kitches was a manager at Hammerjacks. Well, after the bars would close, he was wide awake, you know, after 2 a.m. He would go basically like spelunking in these old buildings in Baltimore City. He'd have rope, he'd have flashlights, he had a video camera. He told me he got into the basement of the Mayfair Theater, and he said there was a pool under there. He found the tunnel, and he said there was a pool under the theater. I'm like, get out of here. I'm like, what
like
are you talking about?
The pool on the roof at Dundalk High School.
Right, exactly. So apparently that theater was built by an ex-Civil War general or colonel as a health spa. So that thing under there was a Turkish pool or something in the basement of the Mayfair Theater. And then
sounds like the Playboy Mansion in Chicago or something, right? Literally.
It failed, so they made it a movie theater, or probably a vaudeville theater first, and then, you know, movie theater.
Right.
And Leslie and Roger lived there, and they owned the Marble Bar, and they brought all those bands in. Leslie's still around today. She has a band.
Yeah, Bottle Rockets.
You have Leslie to, yeah. Rockets, you have to find her because she's history. Oh my God, she's Baltimore history.
Well, music brings people together. I mean, we're talking all. We got 5-6 different kind of genres of music that we've already talked about 30 minutes into this thing. Mm-hmm. But for the Beyond Words story, from where you come from your art background and music, how did you guys meet? Give me the connection here to spend
story.
A life together here, because I know of you through you, and you know of Gina Schock, and it's Smalltimore. It really is, right?
Okay, the art connection. It's the art connection. I was teaching at Dundalk, and I kept saying, whose paintings are these incredible paintings of Alaska, gorgeous paintings, these watercolors? And, oh, that's Miss Candelas' son. And I knew his mother before I knew him because she was a linguist and substituted language there. Do you remember her?
I remember her as a substitute.
Yeah.
Wonderful lady.
Yeah. And so Thank we you. Were good.
Mrs. Candelas is your mother?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, the stuff I have, it's 2023 almost before I learn things here. I have to do a radio show with Costas and have an anniversary to learn stuff. I did not know that. Okay, well, I knew your mother too then. How about that?
Yeah, so that's how we kind of like met each other. And then a lot of my students were his friends, and so then we became friends. But we both, you know, left there and we both married other people. And then we came back together and after our divorces, and we got in touch again through music this time, and we married. So, yeah.
Well, I've only known you two as an item, but I also, the band itself and Beyond Words and the 45s and all that. Talk about the band a little bit before I bring Lisa and Michael up, because I'm going to give John a respite to go eat crab cakes, because Pete's bringing holiday crab cakes out for everybody to take home for
and,
the family.
And I want to just one connection here. Beyond Words did play Hammerjacks.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. We did a video there.
And yeah. did a video there, yeah. too. Mm-hmm. And we have some pictures we'll have
not,
to share with
not
you.
Not often. I think just once.
Yeah. Well, the documentary's incredible.
We would have been drummed out of the community otherwise. You know. And I think the flyer for it actually said, yeah, it's true.
That's right. But we did all the artwork. Mostly right. George did all the artwork for the band.
It was kind of like I was switching sides.
Until we eventually hired somebody to do some of the
work. Did you feel like that at that time from a music standpoint?
In a sense, yeah. I mean, you know, we were just...
You weren't a Hammerjacks kind of band. Right.
We were in a different lane. We were an 8x10 band, Gerard's band. We did a lot of stuff in D.C. Beyond
930 Club, Bayou. Right.
Yeah, the Bayou.
The Ritz, Bottom Line, CBGB's.
Those are all New York.
Those are all the, you know, places we played.
Yeah. So
China Club.
Yeah, it seemed like you concentrated from my memory telling me about going to New York and playing up there quite a bit.
And even, at like colleges like Gallaudet, because, Lisa did all the signing. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That was interesting experience. Lisa should be in on that. But
well, you guys were a great band, and I want to pay homage to and Milkshake and Love Riot and everything. And more than that, the Lynx. How can I bring Gina Schock out here today and be a part of this for the second time? We tried to get you guys a month and a half ago when you were in like
Austin,
Texas. And you guys called in on the phone, and I'm holding the phone up, and you had stories, and I'm like, well, let's convene and bring these things together. So the plane's going to take off. John Allen's going to come back a little later on when Gina Schock is here as well. I'm going to, only because I only have so many microphones, I could probably put a fifth microphone in here. Yeah, but we're going to have Michael and Lisa and George from Beyond Words come on, tell some old stories, and you played Hammerjacks, really?
Yep.
We're going to start the party with that. We're going to start with that and the sign language. Thank you. Love you, Joyce.
Love you, too.
Joyce Bucci, my art teacher.
Thank you.
What's the most significant art thing you ever taught me? You have anything that you want to...
Well, you just mentioned a bunch of stuff, right?
What did you... Your class was art appreciation.
Just appreciation, just to open up and look, and evaluate.
He was like a real artist, though.
He was a real artist.
He still is.
Yeah, I'm not. You're very artistic.
Thank you.
I didn't know you did the Child's Play logo.
That's a classic.
And wait a minute, one more story before of John.
I have time. This is what we do.
No.
We tell stories.
Just like he would do that in between falling asleep in my class because he was
playing
the night before.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was the only kid that could get away with it because I knew what he was doing, and I was a band manager, so
What happened with me was if I fell asleep in first period, the rest of the day was shot. I would fall asleep in second and third and fourth, like all the way up to lunch. Like I couldn't handle it. But if I made it through first period, and it was really tough because I had wildlife biology first and
Herbaker?
No, it was Mr. Hall.
Mr. Hall.
Yeah, he would put on a film. I was done. Those lights would go off, and I'd be like, right on the desk.
The life of a fawn begins at conception.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nestor.
You want to sing the Dundalk High fight song or no?
I don't know it.
You don't know Let Each Fellow Join Our Chorus, Ecker Farm?
Oh, ready for
I only know it when we did the...
We will ever sing in triumph and we'll always cheer. March on Dundalk. You don't know that one?
No, but I was just by there and I was looking over and the stadium is now where the old school was. I was like, oh, wow.
They moved it all around.
Oh, right.
Right.
It looks like a museum, dude. If you go in there, you'll cry.
Yeah.
I know I did. All right, John Allen's taken out to get some crab cakes. He'll be back a little later on. His band is playing Child's Play, the original band that my wife hasn't seen. They're playing MP3 on May 6th. That's Santa Mary Weather Post Pavilion. All right, George is going to stay. We're going to get him a beverage. Joyce is going to leave. We're going to bring Lisa and Michael up. You may know them as Milkshake. You may know them as Love Ride. I know them as Beyond Words. We're at Costas. We are doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It is all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, letting ourselves play, as well as our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation. Back for more from Dundalk at Costas right after this on Baltimore Positive.